The U.S. military is too small to do the jobs it is being assigned and is burdened with equipment that has been worn out from two decades of fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's the general takeaway from the latest comprehensive review of the strength of the country's armed forces. Mike Glenn at the Washington Times has been looking through this report. Mike, takeaways.
Well, according to the Heritage Foundation and the report, the U.S. military is, quote, it's only marginally able to defend Americans' vital interest, and the trends are going in the wrong direction.
Wow!
It's a grim assessment. It's definitely not a fun read.
It's a grim assessment. That's got a stick in your craw, as a military vet.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, the heritage analysts have really, they're looking at it as a matter of, we have 20 years of really beating the heck out of all the equipment we have. Yeah. Everything is just, and it hasn't been replaced. It's just been sort of kept going. And it's been 20 years of constant fighting has really taken a toll on the equipment. And that's really mainly what they're talking about here, is that what we have, we don't have enough of what we need, and we don't, especially for any kind of future action against a peer competitor like Russia or China, we don't have enough of what we need, and what we do have is old and wore out.
Jeez. All right, so Russia and China, are they looking at this kind of swapping texts in excitement, saying, where do we try to take advantage?
I think they are thinking that, but I don't think it's because of this report. I mean, everything they use is all open source reporting, so there's nothing classified or anything in this report. And the Russia, Beijing and Moscow already have a pretty good idea of the status of our equipment. But they do say that there are some signs that they're trying to get, they're trying to improve, but we're not there yet. So as long as there's nothing going on for the next few years, maybe at some point in the future we'll be back up to par, back up to snuff.
We're speaking with Mike Glenn, Pentagon reporter at the Washington Times. His piece is called 20-Year Terror War Leaves U.S. Military Struggling to Meet New Challenges. Break it down by military branch. How did it go?
The Army is it's got a marginal rating. It's aging faster than it's modernizing. But there is a good sign. About 18 of the 31 brigade combat teams are at their highest state of readiness. So that is a good sign. But it's like I said, it is aging faster than it's modernizing. The Navy, they rate them as being marginal, trending to weak. That it desperately needs, according to them, a larger fleet of 400 ships. But it's not looking like that's going to happen anytime soon. Mm. Marine Corps is strong. The Marine Corps got the best rating of any of the services in this. The Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Berger, has really looked toward the future, but he's cutting the Marine Corps down in order to pay for these new systems, new weapon systems they're looking at needing. And according to them, it's too small. I mean, they went from 38 infantry battalions to 30, and they may even cut even more to free up the money. Air Force is weak. From the last year, because the Heritage comes out with this report every year. Last year they rated them marginal. This year they rate them as weak for a variety of reasons. They're not having, they have legacy systems that they need to get rid of. They're not modernizing as fast as they should. Space Force is considered weak. This is the first year Space Force is even included. Obviously, it doesn't have enough assets to track and manage the growth in the commercial systems now being placed in orbit. That's really what their job is to do.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's not a fun read. It's not a good sign.
Yeah.
But it could be worse.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Glenn at the Washington Times.